educate, encourage, empower, equip with the Suso Podcast.
Hey, folks, and welcome back. I'm Brian Wall, your host of Way Beyond Measure's Suso Podcast, where we educate, encourage, empower, and equip you to stand up and stand out. You can follow us on LinkedIn at hashtag Way Beyond Measure and online at waybeyondmeasure.com to gain access to free video sample packs and other resources, along with links to all social media platforms that we engage on. This week's episode is yet another effort on our behalf to more closely journey with parents and kids worldwide and bring awareness to issues like mental health, anti-bullying, and suicide prevention, to name a few. You know what's next? Let's get started. Coach, give us that Way Beyond Measure Minute.
Hey guys, this is Coach, and this is your Way Beyond Measure Minute. I want to talk to you about being a kite. A lot of people come up to me and go, Coach, what do you liken yourself like? And I say, I'm a kite, man. I'm a kite. So what I need to explain here is that a kite in itself, by itself, is just a piece of paper and it will blow. I mean, it would be like we're on the ground flowing. However, if you put a bat piece to it or a cross or the sticks to hold that piece of paper together and you put a tail on it and you add a string, well, then you can float that thing. And the purpose of the kite comes in to purpose, meaning it's going to fly. I'm a kite. Here's what I mean by that. If I'm without a tail, if I'm at the string and I don't have the backbone, all I am is floating in the air, floating in the wind. The backbone is who I believe in. That's my God. The string is my wife or my friends, or they're the ones that pull me back. And the tail are also my friends, my mentors, my leaders. They're the ones that direct me and guide me to get to where I want to go. What do you liken yourself to be? I'm a kite. You guys, I hope you enjoyed that. That is your Way Beyond Measure Minute.
That's amazing, Coach. I tell you, man, in my own recovery, you know my story. We're going to be sharing that in the weeks to come. And I can't tell you how much I realize the same thing. Without a support network, without some structure, without a plan, without goals, without direction, without a roadmap of some kind, we're really just aiming, we're really just targeting aimlessly and roaming in random fields. Thanks. I appreciate that, man. So a Suso ambassador is next, and it's someone we believe is modeling the concept of stand up, stand out, and living a life way beyond measure. Today is a bit of a special episode because we have a guest that is very close friends with Coach Verdue and been journeying with him for some time. So I'm excited to get started, and out of respect for you guys and all that you've been through together, Coach, I'd like to hand it off to you and let you kind of take the lead today, if that's okay.
That's great, Brian. Thank you so much. Hey, I'm really excited to share with you one of my close friends. We were in high school together. I mean, we started, actually, it would go back to junior high maybe at Kenilworth, I think. Maybe not. I don't know if she came back in from high school, whatever. Anyways, with all that said, we went on to graduate at Casa Grande High School. We were on the swim team together. And let me tell you, this gal is an athlete. I'm gonna tell you something. If you want to run a marathon, train with her. If you want to learn how to swim, train with her. If you want to learn how to maybe ride a bike, well, you need to train with her. Tammy Beal has got more energy than I think anybody I know. Tammy Beal is the principal at a elementary school in Eureka, California. I'm going to let her share her story about being the principal, being such a positive friend person. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, Principal Tammy Beal. Hi, Tammy.
Oh my goodness. Hi, Coach. Hi, friend. Hi, you guys. That was way too generous of you. And there is somebody who has more energy than me, and it is you. But okay. Oh, marathons okay. Aside, okay. Swimming aside, it's you.
I just want to share one quick story before I ask you a question. Is it true that when you run a marathon, Have you ever finished a marathon and felt, where are my friends, and ran back and got them?
No, I wait for them. There's no more running.
I thought I was told that you finished a race and then you went back to help somebody.
Or maybe I can't remember. I just remember the feeling of being done, and it's hard to take one more step.
How many marathons have you run?
I think I've done, which is ironic, I think I've done 26, which is the distance of a marathon. I think I've done 26.
Wow.
I am crazy.
Do they get easier?
Oh, gosh, no. The older we get, the harder they are. Just what's easier is the strategy part of it all. Like, you start figuring it out. Like, you're a student of the race. So that gets easier, but
so don't. Painful. Come on. Don't eat a lot of tacos before you run. Is that like key?
Maybe there's that. Yeah.
I appreciate the whole student idea there, Tammy, because I did a marathon once, and there's a reason why I've done a marathon once.
Yeah. Woohoo! Yeah, good job.
There's only a couple things that I run after, and that's my wife and food. All right, let's move forward. That's it. All right, Tammy, let's just get started here. So, Tammy, here's the first question for you is, you know, you had SUSE Live at your school with all your kids at the elementary school. Tell us about that experience with that program.
Coach, I've had you 3 or 4 times come out to the schools I've been at. Never before have we had a better program, and teachers tell me the same thing. It's the most valuable use of our time, and your lesson that you teach stays with us throughout the school year. And it's something I can refer to with the students if they happen to make it to my office for something. I go back and remind them of SUSE, and they know the chant, they know the message, they know the lesson. So valuable all year, not just one day.
Wow.
What? Listen, I know that every day there's something, but maybe you can share with us a little bit, how has it helped, or what has been the strategy inside your students' mind to continue?
Well, without a doubt, there's been a difference. I probably can't give you a statistic or a percentage, but here's what we do. Back before COVID, we would have a morning meeting every morning, and I'd have them do the SUSE chant, stand up, stand out, give me your moose ears. So that was a reminder before every morning. And then if I had to, I would point to a poster of all of them who signed the contract. And it was just, you know, look, you signed that. And I don't need to say anything else. They remember because you were so impactful.
That's heavy.
Oh, yeah. And it is the truth.
Man.
It's my job easier.
It's heavy because that's what we do.
Yeah.
You think about it and you get stories like that. I get chills like, I was there.
Yeah.
I participate, you know? And it's like, wow, I'm so... And it's, I don't know, and to do it for your friend and to do it for somebody that you know. I know I was super, super jazzed about it, but I was also a little bit intimidated or fearful because, you know, as a friend and stuff, you don't want to disappoint them. And that's the one thing for sure that I didn't want to do with Miss Tammy.
So no chance there. It's the opposite. These kids, they remember your personality. They remember your energy. They remember your passion. I've had parents watch yours and thank me for investing in anti-bullying is what a parent will see this as. They thank me for that because they want to also reinforce that lesson for their kids. But regardless, you're so memorable with the jokes and the antics and the character that you are, that it goes along with the message. So it's the package deal. You could never let me down.
You're the best. Thank you so much. Hey, Tammy, the COVID hit. Tell us about your train. I don't want to have to bring you back, but I'm going to bring you back. Tell us about your transition. What was that like?
Oh, yeah. Almost been a year. I think it's just over 300 days. That we've been going through this. So, you know, the first thing I cared about was the students and their fear. That's, you know, what are the kids thinking and how are they going to get through this? We all need to be there for them. So we tried to keep things as normal as possible, even from a distance. So when they came up to pick up their materials or packet pickups, we would go all out and, you know, put little goodies in their thing and have people out there welcoming them and saying hi to them. And then my next concern was the teachers, making sure they're okay. And by doing that, you just have the attitude of, if I'm okay, they're going to be okay. And they really look to you for that leadership of being calm and confident.
Who took care of you, Tammy? who was your go-to?
That's sweetie. I think myself, you know, I don't want to let myself down. So, yeah, okay.
Do you have a go-to? I'll be your go-to if you need it.
Who's your string, Tammy?
Thank you. Well, I have three incredible kids who I can call up anytime. And I also don't ever want to let them down. You know, I want to be a good leader and a good role model for them. So I can't be remiss to say my kids. But I also have a running group. If I look back at 2020 and think, how the heck did I make it through that? My pod, my people were a running group that we would, all the races were canceled, but we would still make up our own adventures on the weekends and go places and run together and just talk about the state of affairs in the world. So I give them a lot of credit too.
Hey, listen guys, they have this thing called the beer run. So yeah. You finish the run, you go have beer. Wait a minute. I know this is a character development program, but you know what? Having one drink or something, I get it. I might be able to make that run for a beverage. It's like a mouse, right? Hey, coach, there'll be a candy bar at the end of the race. No, that's so cute. That's good. I'm so glad that you're still kicking and you're still going. You guys just haven't seen a better principal. She's amazing when it comes to her kids. She's very passionate about what she does. The last question here, Tammy, is, you know that we've been working really, really hard on this end to start our SUSO show, which is our video series. We finally have that packaged up and it's almost ready to come out. It's going to be coming out like soon, like super soon. It's so exciting. What would you tell others about this new video series program, and how excited are you that it's going to be coming to your classroom and it's just one click for every, there's so many videos, there's so much curriculum that substitute teacher comes in, click, or teacher, click, and they play that video, and it's got curriculum with it, which is the curriculum has been certified for educational based learning. So it's really powerful, very exciting to us. What would you say, or how excited are you about this coming out, just as a click of a button?
Well, the ease of that's going to be amazing because these teachers are going to have a lot to do when we have students back. Even right now, the job that they have teaching virtually is overwhelming and it's huge. So if anything that's easy and is handed to them, they're going to love. And second of all, and probably most importantly, when we get our kids back or we're looking at whatever platform we're delivering education right now, the needs are going to be huge. We don't have a percentage yet, but obviously, clearly, we're going to be lower academically, but most importantly, we're going to have to fill their social emotional needs. These kids have been home without socializing with others for the most part for over 300 days. And they're going to need to know how to do your THINK acronym all over again. So social, emotional, the ease of it all, and having you do it is going to be just, everybody's going to need to have this. Everybody.
It's totally turnkey. With the substitute teachers all the way across. You mentioned that, when kids get in trouble and they come to see you and how that's helpful in your talk with them in that moment, and then how parents are pleased because they're seeing some of it at home. Are you finding that, like, even on campus, kids are, like, spreading this to each other? Like, you hear conversations in groups, like, walking by them? Or, like, what are the effects, you know, peer-to-peer on campus?
Well, at first, they're pretty reserved because they really haven't had the practice of how do I make a friend? How do I be a friend? So we're noticing that they're very reserved. But then when those floodgates open, they're yearning for any type of play, of interaction, of socialization. and attention. They're just yearning for it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah,
it is awesome. Tammy Beal, we are so excited that you had joined us. I'm going to turn this next part over to Brian. Brian's going to do our rapid fire think questions. And so here we go.
Suso's rapid fire, Tammy. You ready?
I think so. I have no idea what I'm getting into, but I'll do this.
This is based off the think curriculum. We want to know, what is truth to you?
Truth to the T. Just living your word. So whatever you say, you do.
Plain and simple.
Yeah.
Just like running a marathon.
Yeah.
How are you helpful?
Well, I love to please my teachers and or a parent or a student. So whatever it's kind of like that low-lying fruit, whatever we can do to keep them happy. And then you kind of dig a little deeper and help them and support them at that next level and the next one. But if you start with simple things, a note or an object, an item, whatever it is, start low and build up and try to be helpful in anything they need.
And this sort of flows into that, but I'm going to stretch you a bit and take it a step further. How do you inspire others?
Well, like we talked earlier, I don't want to let myself down. So I'm always trying to be inspiring, and you just don't give up. You're relentless for what your goal is. And every single day you show up, and no matter what you might be feeling or what might've happened, you just keep your head high and you don't give up to that.
Not always what you say, but sometimes just what you do, right?
Just what you do.
What is necessary to you every day, Tammy?
Oh gosh. You know, be the good. That's my 2021 motto, is to be the good. And if I can do it, we all can do it. And hopefully I'm sending that message out. Just be the good.
I love it. I love it. And lastly, you know it's coming. How do you show kindness?
I'm a giver, so I love to put little notes in boxes, and I love to give their favorite little food. So tangible items, but just smiling. I have music on every morning to try to up the energy level. Just showing people that you truly care as much as you can.
That's awesome. I have a 3-year-old and 11-year-old, and I just want to say thank you for what you do as a principal, sincerely, because I'm learning in my own journey with my girls that really that guide on campus, you know, the head of the campus, is really a big influencer on how everything unfolds every day. And
that's
how
the tone.
Yeah, it really does. And my daughter goes to a school here locally, obviously, and the principal there is an amazing guy. And he sends out, like, anytime he does recordings that he sends us or sends out emails or whatever, he's always like, be the good, be the something, and go Vikings. You know, he says that he's got a tagline at the end. But, you know, and you're like, oh, geez, really? But you meet this guy, and I'm telling you, he lives it. And he's
that's great.
So cool.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's hard to say, but I believe it to be true. I don't like it, but good folks like yourself in that role sometimes are really difficult to find. So thank you so much for partnering with us at Way Beyond Measure and spreading Suso to your student population there. And I'm pumped to hear that it's not only staying, you know, it's not only being birthed on campus, but it's growing beyond campus, you know, in their peer relationships and in family systems. That's what I'm about as a counselor. So I couldn't be more grateful, and it's a pleasure to meet you today.
Well, thank you very much. So you're inspiring us, and it's great to meet you too. Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy. You're the best. I appreciate you. I will keep in contact, and I'm hopeful that April. I don't know why. I just keep saying that maybe something. We'll see. It would be a joy. That's for sure. All right. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you, my friend. You are too. Thanks, you guys.
Coach on the Couch is next, and a great opportunity to hear from listeners that write in with questions for Coach related to really just living life and how to stand up and stand out in various situations. Coach, what you got for us today?
Here we go. Yeah, I'm journeying over to the couch right now. So this question comes from Heather, and Heather lives in Alabama, and she writes this. Hey, Coach, how do I become a Suso ambassador?
Good question.
Wow. Heather, that's great. First off, you recognize that you need SUSO, right? You need to understand that, you know what? I want to be something. I want to make a difference. So I want to stand up and stand out. That's the first thing, that you set your heart and your mind to say, I want to make a difference. That's what a SUSO ambassador is. It's somebody that wants to make a difference. It's somebody that wants to impact others or influence others and be the good. Like Tammy said, Miss Tammy Beal, the principal, she said, always be the good. Always inspect what's inside of you so that you can be the best you that you can be. It's very simple, but not very easy. Does that make sense? You need to think before you speak, act, do, and all the things that might come against you. SUSO, stand up, stand out, be the difference in someone's life. Heather, I believe you are a SUSO ambassador. I'm Coach on a Couch. We'll see you later.
That's awesome. And the coolest thing about that I've found, Coach, I've learned this from you. You do these, you stand up, you stand out, you do these great things, and they start feeding into each other. And before you know it, it becomes your norm of operation every day. And it's unbelievable. It's good energy. If you'd like to submit a question for Coach to answer on air, you can do so by emailing him at coachverdue@waybeyondmeasure.com. That's Coach V as in victory, E-R-D-U. That brings us to final thoughts with Brother B. I'm changing the name of the segment, guys. This is an executive call, I guess, in honor of my sister-in-law. She asked me about B-Ride the other day, and she's like, what are you, a rapper? Like, what are you trying to do here, you know? And I thought, what are your thoughts? And she's like, everybody in the family calls you Brother B. Why don't you just say final thoughts with Brother B? Not that it's neither here nor there to me as far as the title, but super fun to play around. I appreciate the flexibility. So that brings us to final thoughts with Brother B. And this week's encouragement is brought to you by Claude Debussy, who said, the music is the space between the notes. You know, I was thinking about that, and I used to work for a ministry in the Dominican Republic, and we did hikes every year on Pico Duarte. It's the highest peak east of the Mississippi. And I realized, thinking back, one thing that relates to this that I wanted to share with you, and that is that the peak of any hike is there really to celebrate a win over the journey, over the hike, over the pain that you just got through to get to where you wanted to be. The valley is there to celebrate too, although not as fun, but you know, in defeat, you're celebrating the real work that leads to wherever you end up in both of those journeys. And so this week, I'd encourage you to consider how the music or journey is the space between the notes or celebrations in your life. The value gained that we celebrate at the top or bottom is truly earned on the journey. So enjoy today the journey of your story, knowing that a celebration is coming. And don't be discouraged by defeat, because guess what? I've been there. In the valley, it's lush, green, and beautiful. It's where everything flourishes to prepare you for the next stage of that hike. You can also follow me on my weekly trilogy series on LinkedIn at #BeRealWithBrian for more helpful tips on mental health, addiction, and general wellness. Thanks for joining us today and for your ongoing support. Again, you can follow us on LinkedIn at #WayBeyondMeasure or individually by searching for Coach David Verdue. That's V as in victory, E-R-D-U. You can also contact us directly online at waybeyondmeasure.com to book Coach Verdue for an upcoming event. His energy and message is absolutely next level. We look forward to spending time with you next week as we welcome our next featured SUSO ambassador and discuss topics guaranteed to push you way beyond measure. Keep the smile on your face. Hey, stand up, stand out, stand your ground. Let them know that you will never stand out alike. Hey, stand up, stand out, stand your ground. Let them know that you will never stand out alike. Hey, stand up, stand out now. Hey, stand up, stand out now. Hey, stand up, stand out, stand your ground. Let them know that you will never